This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. I-70 westbound has just reopened near Floyd Hill after a fatal car crash east of that resulted in a significant fire. But much of the westbound interstate remains very slow going. Officials say anyone who can should wait out those delays in Denver. They're warning of congestion and high temperatures for those who are remaining stuck on the highway. Numerous motorists have been stuck on the highway, and they're trying to keep up their spirits, socializing outside of their cars and walking their dogs. Craig Walker was on his way to camp in Frisco with his wife, Bonnie.
We figured at this point we're so close, it's not bad to wait an hour here on the side of the highway. Plus, we have the camper, so if we really need to crack a beer, we can.
The crash happened at mile marker 218. It was a fatal accident. For the latest details, come to CPR.org. Colorado's four Democrats voted against the Republican-backed tax and spending bill passed by the House today. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse says this version from the Senate is even more damaging than a previous version passed by the House.
The cuts to food assistance are more draconian. The cuts to health care are more cruel. And in particular, the new formula that they have adopted with respect to hospital provider fees would devastate rural hospitals in our state.
Many experts say wealthier Americans will benefit more overall than those in lower tax brackets. Republican lawmakers praise the tax cuts as helpful for working and middle-class families. The bill also makes the current individual tax rates permanent and raises the child tax credit to $2,200. It also temporarily removes taxes on tips and overtime pay. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.